Hello and welcome. We're glad to have you back. This is Susan and Stephanie with the Gilmore Girls Rewatch. So we are going to cover episodes 7 through 10 today. And this is Susan, if you didn't notice. We're going to try something different, and I'm going to talk a little bit more this go-round. We'll see how it works. You can talk.
She goes, I don't write enough notes. I was like, well, we're in the same room this time, so you can look at my notes and your notes, and then I'll just chime in.
Okay, so episode 7 is called Kiss and Tell. It opens with a laundry discussion. We realize that they have ran out of laundry, and Lorelai has no more underwear. So, I can't read your handwriting, so you're going to have to take over, and I'll just talk more because you'll catch the cues that I'm ready to say something.
So we know that, I don't know what we know. I think we know it's a holiday because we know it's Thanksgiving. That's what that means. Because Patty's group is dancing, and this is our cue, and you start seeing this, particularly starting with episode 7, going through this little stretch.
We start to see that the town's very quirky, and they like to do things up big, and we just see all the things with the fall festival.
Patty in particular, or Taylor, are usually our cues as to what time of year it is because of what they're doing in the town.
And we met Taylor this episode.
Yes! Taylor!
So we finally meet Taylor Dozy.
Love Taylor.
Dozy's Market. And I noted that as soon as we see Taylor, and we see Taylor and Luke interact, as soon as that happens, we start to see the true curmudgeon Luke that we all come to know and love.
Or tolerate,
yeah. All of us love him, I guess.
Nope.
But, you know, I thought that was interesting because the last episode we talked a lot about how Luke isn't really Luke in these episodes and how, you know, we come to know a more grumpy Luke that kind of hates the quirkiness of the town, doesn't understand the Taylor's antics and everything, and we start to see that now. So I enjoyed that part.
Do you want to talk
about So then we see Rory going into Dozy's Market, and we start to see her kind of lurking around and looking for Dean. And all of a sudden, she's holding, I guess, cornstarch at the time. And he kisses her, and she says, thank you. And then she runs away to tell Lane.
I noted that it was the cheesiest flirting I've ever seen. It is so bad.
I think I was using the bathroom during this scene.
Yeah, not my favorite. But when she goes to tell Lane, she goes, I got kissed and I shoplifted.
So
Mrs. Kim overhears them and she says she was kissed by the Lord.
Obviously, she didn't believe it because then later we see that she tells Lorelai that she needs to keep her daughter away from Lane because she's a bad influence. Because
she's running around the market kissing boys.
And Lorelai's caught off guard and she's like, Rory? Like, no. But it's true, indeed. She got kissed and she said thank you. At least she has good manners.
Lane does some recon when Dean finds out about his ex-girlfriend Beth from Chicago. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but they're trying to get something. They're
some intel.
Yeah.
It's important to know who you're with.
Yeah, no.
People are.
Like, yeah. I'm trying. Like, Rory and Lane are in the middle of the town square having this conversation as they're collecting something for canned goods for Thanksgiving. And they're dressed as pilgrims.
Yes. So then Rory goes inside to Luke's where she sits with Lorelai. Lorelai knows that she got kissed and she's trying to get her to tell her about it without having to say, I know you got kissed. Tell me about it. She wants her to tell her of her own
volition.
I was going to say fruition, but that's the wrong word. And he was an ishin. So she doesn't tell her, but, you know, she says, let's talk. And she said, okay, Rory says, okay, what do you want to talk about? And Lorelai says,
well, I was watching General Hospital the other day.
And Rory says, when do you have time to watch General Hospital?
And then Lorelai says, I just do. And then proceeds to tell her about the fact that there's a new Lucky, played by Jacob Young, previously played by Jonathan Jackson, and that Liz is very excited to see Lucky, and you're waiting for Lucky and Liz to kiss because Lucky and Liz, I'm just trying to bring up kissing, but as an avid lifelong General Hospital fan, everything about this made me happy except for Jacob Young, who was the worst Lucky.
And
he was the best out of Chandler Jr.
It's funny because we were talking about General Hospital a lot this week because I was looking up old clips.
Yes.
And I don't think it was related to this.
No, you watched this after. We were talking about this one like Sunday afternoon and you hadn't watched any of these episodes yet. So
that was fun.
Lorelai then goes to spy on Dean and Luke. So she goes to Dozie's Market and Luke kind of follows her in, not following her in. He just happened to be in there too. And then they are both spying and Lorelai's losing it and like freaking out about the fact that her daughter is being kissed by this tall grocer who can't handle lemons.
Grocer. He's not grosser than the other guy. He's a grocer as in bags groceries.
Yes. Luke tries to talk her down. And this is interesting because usually I think it's the opposite. Like Luke's the one who kind of like spins out of control. When it's the two of them, Lorelai says that Dean reminds her of Christopher.
And Luke says, not surprising that you guys have similar tastes in men.
Lorelai eventually can't handle it anymore, can't hold it in. She ambushes Rory, and she said, so kissed any good boys lately?
Yeah.
And
and is that the end of that episode?
No, we get to the...
Oh, yeah. So, I noted, too, that we start to see more of that Luke and Lorelai relationship and dynamic, and then the dynamic starts to shift between Lorelai and Rory as Lorelai's learning, you know, she's more mom than friend, and this comes with her inviting Dean over for a movie night. They're going to watch, what did they watch?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Who watches that?
It's terrifying. No, I'm not a fan.
So, they invite him over, and I did take notes that the pizza they ordered was only $15.
Like, 15 flat, too. Like, it wasn't like $15.37.
Sign of the times.
Yeah.
Lordy have mercy. We just spent $51 going out to Mellow Mushroom. My goodness, I would wish pizza was only $15.
Well, $15 a piece, maybe.
Yeah, okay. So then... Lorelai notices that things are... Well, first we see that Dean is captured by...
Hold on, pause, because I've got something before that. So, after she invites Dean and she tells Rory, they're in the middle of the street, and Rory goes... starts calling her mother, and Lorelai goes, stop saying mother like that, and she said, like what? And she said, like there should be another word after it.
Yeah.
And it amused
What's
me.
What's that word?
I'm not going to say it.
I'm kidding. Don't say it. That's a really bad word.
Correct. But it was a funny little interaction.
Yeah.
And then there was a comment about Emily in there, too. Yeah. Because Emily was not in this episode, and it breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah. But she's very much in the next episode.
Yeah.
There
was a reference to Elsa Clint. She was an Australian fashion journalist. So there's that. And Dean, when he was trying to go over there, was waylaid by Maury and Babette. And he was evidently there for like 30 minutes before they realized that he was already there.
So Lorelai saved him. He went into the house and things are awkward.
Suki stopped by with dessert to try and meet him. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Very embarrassing for Rory.
And I didn't cover the end of it because I just didn't care anymore.
Yeah. So we see, you know, Rory and Dean and Lorelai on their date. Things are awkward, but it's getting better. They're starting to get comfortable. So Lorelai notices this, and she makes her little exit. Well, after a while, Rory realizes that they're alone and that she doesn't know what to do, and she freaks out, and she goes back into the kitchen, and she's like, where are you? And she's like, I'm letting you be on your date. And she's like, well, don't. Stop. So then she says that she... So then she says, you go back in there. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And she said, oh, what are you going to do in the bathroom for that long? Just tell him I'm washing my face. Who washes their face in the middle of a date? That's kind of weird.
Or before you're going to, like this is not, you're not getting ready for bed. You're not waking up. It's not first thing in the morning. Why are you washing your face that much?
Is that a common thing? What goes on there? Like, why do you guys wash your face in the middle of the day? I mean...
I don't. That would ruin the makeup.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't wearing makeup, I guess. She's a natural beauty. Good for her.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah. So then enters Lorelai and Dean talk. So I wrote that first he's read them well. He has made his observations, and he's kind of learning them, observing them, and how to interact with them and the dynamics there and how to tread carefully, I guess. But I also said, you know, he's pretty brave for, you know, standing his ground and matching up with Lorelai, but also he's very rude. I would, if I were a mother and some young man was coming up to talk to me like that, that was trying to date my daughter, I would say absolutely not. You need to be polite and respectful.
Be polite.
But yeah, he stands up to her, brave/rude, however you want to read that. Well, then the date's done, whatever, and then they're going to bed, and Lorelai, you can tell she's, like, wanting more, and I think Rory finally realizes, and then they have their girl talk, and all things are better. End of episode 7.
Episode 8 is entitled Love and War and Snow. This is where we get the famous Lorelai quote, "I smell snow." So
it opens up, I think we see the first town meeting, which is Epic and Gilmore Girls. We love the town meetings. We like to see what goes on there. It sounds like a fun town. They like to sit around and eat their snacks and watch it all unfold.
I actually use the town meetings to talk about direct democracy when I'm teaching about direct democracy. And I'll show clips from town meetings. And I'm like, this is direct democracy, children.
We randomly meet the mayor, which he must die or something later on.
I guess
we'll find out.
But,
spoiler alert, yeah, but it's not that big of a spoiler.
No, because
we always know Taylor as town selectman, which I had to correct Stephanie. He's not mayor, he's town selectman. She could probably tell me the difference, maybe. But he's not mayor, so I'm assuming that once this mayor guy goes away that we don't reelect a new one, because we never hear about a mayor of Stars Hollow, just town selectman. Because later we have an election for town selectmen too. So it's snowing. Lorelai was right. She smelled the snow.
They're discussing at this whole town meeting.
Really,
yeah.
Because I don't care about politics. I'd be
at the town. No, but this is like the
eating my bonbons while watching it unfold.
This is like the C plot of the show for this episode.
Go for it.
So like the C plot is the Battle of Stars Hollow and reenacting it, and Luke gets so angry because he's like, "There is nothing that happened. They stood around all night for nothing to happen," and somehow a quote was thrown out there, and I don't remember what it was in reference to, but it made me laugh again because the politics side of me. Somebody said it's like standing in line for toilet paper in the USSR, like, because that happens. Anyways, so that's that, but that's the whole C-plot of the show.
And I think that kind of...
It also references Luke's father
and
his relationship with him.
So we're starting to learn more about Luke. We're seeing his grumpiness, his grumpy side of the town silliness in Taylor.
But eventually, like, when they are reenacting it, he does end up bringing them coffee, hot coffee. But then, of course, Kirk is like, "Well, I would prefer tea."
And then somebody else, hot chocolate.
Like hot chocolate.
So then he takes orders, and we see that he does have that soft side. It's just he doesn't understand the tomfoolery of it all.
Correct.
Is that the correct term?
Sure.
We'll go with it. Kirkfoolery.
Yeah. So I would say that the A plot of this episode is the Lorelai plot, and the B plot would be the Rory plot. So
do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so with the Lorelai plot, we get that message on the answering machine from Max Medina. He says it, "Hey, this is Max Medina."
Yeah.
And you hear it over and over and over again. And I was actually, this is when I was in the bathroom, unless I was in the bathroom for a really long time. I know y'all really want to know that. But I remember specifically hearing the message while I was sitting on the toilet. So, I was like, I've heard this a few times, so I'm just going to write this down. It's a message from Max Medina, and that's all I wrote. I don't remember quite what it said.
She just is listening to it. She's listening to it the second time when Rory comes in, but she had woken up in the middle of the night to, like... And I guess she's heard this message before. That's kind of what I got from it, that she's listened to it before. She's listening to it again. And she's opened the windows, and she's like, "I smell snow." And it's like, okay, creepy.
She's feeling it. So
Can we just skip and do all of the Lorelai stuff
okay,
and then come
sure,
back?
Okay, yeah. Sure. So Max is stranded in Stars Hollow and Lorelai's there.
I just, this whole I was stranded in Stars Hollow bit, like literally, it's like, no, you knew it was going to snow. You knew you had to travel 30 minutes and you decided to get stranded. And I used air quotes right there.
Anyways, Lorelai's there by herself because, as we'll talk about later, Rory is in
Hartford.
Hartford. I was going to say New Haven. She's in Hartford with her grandparents because of the snow. So Lorelai's in Stars Hollow. Max is in Stars Hollow. What a convenient adventure. So we see that they're there and they end up getting takeout from, what was it called?
I didn't write
it
down.
Some sort of burger place, like Fiesta Burger, I think.
Yeah, Fiesta Burger.
And I just took note that there's another place to eat in Stars Hollow, and it has a cool takeout window. That's pretty cool. Why don't they eat there more often? I don't know. Probably because she loves Luke. But, yeah, so they ate at Fiesta Burger.
No, they got the food from Fiesta Burger, and then they ate at the Red, I don't remember the movie theater. It's called something weird like that because it used to. It's also a library. What?
I'm still
okay. Oh, good grief!
I sit there for a while.
Okay. So they eat it in the movie theater. I don't remember what movie they saw. After that, they go back to Lorelai's house. They walk back to Lorelai's house and. Do you want to talk about this? Because you had a lot to say earlier about it.
The dollhouse?
No. Max, right there.
Sorry, she threw me for a loop, you guys, because she doesn't want to do things in order.
Okay, sorry.
Luke sees Max and Lorelai, and he seems upset. First time we get... Oh, I don't even remember telling you this.
No.
First time we see any kind of validation that Luke does have feeling towards her, he kind of looks up and notices, and you can kind of see like a, maybe I missed my chance sort of look. So we get to their house and Lorelai's like, well, I've never had a man in the house. That's something that I want to talk to Rory about. She probably didn't say those exact words.
No, she said date and date.
yeah, so saying, you know. So we see that and Lorelai's kind of like, you gotta go sort of thing because I don't have men in my house because of Rory. And Max is like, come on, you're here by yourself. Rory's in Hartford. Hartford?
Yeah.
Wow, words. Memory. Anyways, and he's like not really taking no for an answer. He's pushing those boundaries that she has set up, and rightfully so. Like, she has a daughter to think of. She has an impression to, you know, leave Rory with, and these are things that she needs to talk to her about now that Rory's getting older and she's starting to date, it seems. And Max isn't taking that no. He's pushing her boundaries, and that's unacceptable in my opinion.
Agreed. I don't like it. So Max does eventually get in the house. He's like, we can just go in for coffee. They don't go in for coffee. They do start making coffee, but then they start making out and they start heading upstairs, and in walks Lane!
Saved by the Lane.
It's my favorite thing. It's so awkward.
Poor thing. She makes me so sad sometimes.
So Lorelai realizes that she has to help Lane and deal with Lane.
So Lane is there, and we won't talk about this until later because Stephanie wants to go out of order.
Sorry.
So things don't quite line up. But Lane is there because she tried calling Rory because she wanted to talk to Rory. And not realizing because the phone got disconnected, Rory's in Hartford for the night because of the snow. So Lane is there waiting for Rory to come home. And she's all upset because of some boy. And she
touched his hair.
And later we see that episode where she kind of like.
No, it's in this episode.
Yeah. I must have fallen asleep or something. I don't know, you guys.
It's in this episode.
I promise I'm like watching this intently. But I have chronic fatigue. And it's a struggle for me sometimes. Anyways, I've watched the show six or seven times. So I remember he's in band. She's in band. She's standing behind him. And she goes to like move his hair out of his eyes. And it's just so sad.
And then she runs away.
She runs
to the Gilmores.
Yes. And so she's there crying, waiting for Rory to get home. She hears Max and Lorelai fornicating.
No, they do not. They're making out.
They're out.
They're making out.
thing, and she runs out hoping it's Rory, and it's not. And she gets so embarrassed and runs back to Rory's room.
But Lorelai stops everything and goes, takes care of Lane. They have a little heart-to-heart. It's adorable. You see that Lorelai is not only a good mom to Rory, but also to her friends, and it cares about her friends.
Yes, and we just see that Lane is finding that the changing dynamic between her and Rory is a little bit hard, and she's trying to learn how to navigate that change.
I was just going to say really quick, because he'll wrap up the Max and Lorelai stuff, is that Max ends up staying the night on the couch, and when Rory gets home the next day, Lorelai kind of rushes out and is like, yeah, I need to tell you something. Max is on the couch. Nothing happened, but Max is on the couch. And you can tell Rory is freaked out, but trying really hard to be cool about it. And genuinely wants her mom to be happy. And if this is what makes her happy, then she's going to try and be okay with it.
Yeah, we start to see that Rory's trying to get used to seeing her mom with a man. But at the end of the episode, we see her take a picture that she got from her mom's room at the Gilmores, of her mom and dad, Christopher, and we see her kind of look down at that picture, and we can kind of see, you know, in her eyes that she would love for her parents to be together.
Yeah, so going back to Rory, Rory's story starts this time with her ignoring Lane for Dean. Bad move, Rory. Lane's your bestie forever and ever. Dean is a ship in the night. He's passing through. Dean had read Jane Austen for Rory. I didn't
find that hard to believe.
Same, actually. He watched the movie.
Yeah.
And not the BBC version.
Yeah.
I don't even know when. I don't even know when that version came out.
I think like 2004.
Okay, so after this episode aired.
But that's the one he watched.
That's the one he watched. He went forward in time and watched the bad one. So the cook, so this whole thing with Rory, she has to stay at the Gilmores because of the snow, but the cook, so you hear, have Emily and Richard, and they're like, the cook can't come in, and Emily doesn't know what to do, and Rory's like, well, let's see what we have in the freezer. And
so they open up the refrigerator, and both Richard and Emily say, there's nothing here. And we see in the fridge, there's tons in there
of food. And it's like stuff from the butcher and whatever. But Rory finds a frozen pizza and she's like, I got this. So she makes him a frozen pizza, and then she heads upstairs and she finds a photo from her parents from 1983, from right before they got pregnant with her. During this point is when Lane calls her upset that she's never around and she doesn't listen to her anymore. And Lane is rightly justified in why she's upset. But I don't know if she had really tried that hard beforehand to really, like, get Rory's attention. The call disconnects because of the snowstorm. We see Rory putting Parmesan cheese on the frozen pizza.
I wanted to talk about the dollhouse. We see the dollhouse again.
We do see the dollhouse again.
And maybe y'all can chime in here. Not really right now. Later. Chime in on our Instagram. Follow us.
I rewatch with Steph and Suze.
Yeah. I think that the dollhouse looks like Lorelai's house in Stars Hollow. And I've always thought that. So somebody said, nah, not really, but kind of. It's blue. But yeah, anyways. So, Parmesan on cheese.
Yeah, so they're eating the pizza, and Emily is not a fan. And Rory's like, well, throw some fresh Parmesan on it. It makes all the difference. And she does. And Emily's like, oh, it makes all the difference. And then goes and puts some on Richard's plate.
Yeah,
and like,
it's makes really all the cute. Difference. She gets really excited about it. Yeah, I'm like,
but really, does Parmesan cheese on pizza, frozen pizza, really make any difference?
I don't know. Let's try it.
I don't think it does. Frozen pizza is frozen pizza. Rory comes home the next day. Her and Lorelai have that discussion about Max on the sofa, but Rory and Lane make up, and Rory sees that she has probably been ignoring Lane, and she vows to make a better effort with her.
Yeah. Also, I noted in here that when they're talking, Rory, whenever she sees them excited about the pizza and, like, loosening up a little bit, Rory goes to get a picture album and brings it downstairs.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then we see, like, pictures and everything. And I think, I don't remember what kind of picture we saw, but it prompted the question, the discussion about Cotillion. Or the coming out party.
And we see Lorelai in the white dress, but before she announced that she was pregnant.
Right. So we, you know, have the discussion that Lorelai didn't have her coming out party, and we see Richard get very upset about this. And I think that's the first and maybe only time we really see that sort of emotion coming out of him in regards to Lorelai getting pregnant with Rory.
And that's all I've got for episode 8.
Yeah, that's about all I have. I mean, I you know, made note of the parallel between Emily's hate for the storm and Lorelai loving Snow and the storm and everything. And then...
oh, Rory had a beeper.
Rory had a beeper. So we know what decade we're in.
Episode 9.
Yeah, let's go.
Episode 9 is Rory's Dance. So that's the title of the episode.
One of both of our favorite episodes.
Yeah, particularly season 1. I think it's probably one of my favorite episodes from season 1. So Emily is the one who brings up the dance because she gets the Chilton newsletter and...
Lorelai's like, there's a newsletter, but she doesn't say that in front of Emily, of course.
Yeah. Rory doesn't want to go to the dance. And Lorelai asks her, is it that she doesn't want to go because she's afraid, says that she doesn't want to go because she's afraid or too shy to go, and she doesn't want that to hold her back from going and participating.
Good mom moment there.
It was a good mom moment. I really liked that. So Rory gets the courage to ask Dean to go to the dance with her, and he...
Dean's a poopy head.
Yeah, he is. Gosh, I hate... Everything about this scene makes me...
It's okay to say no, you don't want to go, or be a little bit reluctant about it, but the way he just... He needs to learn how to interact with women. Like, don't be so rude about it. Just say, like, I'm not interested, but if you really want to go, I'll go with you.
He was so... Like, I don't know. He irritated me so much. And it's like, what do I have to wear? Well, it's a dance. What do you think you're going to wear, right, buddy? Like,
Your Crocs and Speedo, please.
just not a fan of this. Lorelai makes Rory's dress for the dance. In the process, she hurts her back, which becomes a big thing.
Yeah.
Suki, can we talk about Suki and the meds that she has in her purse?
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. So she comes over to bring Lorelai something. I don't know.
Tacos?
No, this was the first time that she came over. So she's bringing the meds over. And so she opens up her purse and she's like, I've got Percocet and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. She goes, take this. It's a muscle relaxer. Very, very light. Like, it's like a whole, like, pharmacy in there. Emily calls and basically manipulates Lorelai into inviting her on Saturday because she's like, take a picture of her on the stairs and at the door and by the car and blah. And Lorelai's, do you want to come over, mother, and see Rory off? And is also very much about the dress. Like, she wants her to buy a dress.
So, yeah, I think Lorelai mentions that she's making it, and Emily's like, you're making it. And then
just buy her a dress
already. Just buy her one if you need the money. I can give you the money, I think she said, or something like that.
Paris is selling the tickets to the dance at Chilton. Tristan buys 2 tickets.
And then asks Rory why she's buying her own tickets and if she has a date. And he kind of asks her to go with him. Rory doesn't pick up that Tristan actually wants Rory to
Tristan
go to
actually really likes Rory.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what to do about it. Unlike Dean,
because Rory's not fawning over him like all the other girls at Chilton do. And I think that kind of throws Tristan for a loop and probably makes him like her even more.
Correct.
Because it becomes a winning game for him, or a game that he wants to win.
But I think that he genuinely does like her.
He definitely does.
There's definitely a difference between Dean, obviously, there's a difference between Dean and Tristan. And Dean likes her, but he doesn't go besides that initial like push where he's basically stalking her. He doesn't like go out of his way to to pay her attention or to do what she likes or to, I mean, the whole Jane Austen thing, but again, I don't believe that
doesn't stick though.
No. So we flip over to the day of the dance, and Rory's got on her dress. Suki comes over to bring tacos and burritos for Lorelai.
Lorelai's stagnant because of her back.
Correct. And Emily walks in, and Suki has, in the meantime, sprayed hairspray in her eyes so she can't see. And she...
she's clumsy.
She is clumsy. Yeah. But she accidentally spills the beans about Lorelai's back because she says, call me if you need me to come over and help you upstairs. And Lorelai's like, oh great. Now Emily knows that I'm, you know, not well. Dean arrives and honks the horn.
Because that's what they agreed to do.
That's what they agreed to
do. Can't fault Dean for that. They agreed to do that.
But Emily.
Emily forces.
Says, no, no, no. You're staying here until he gets out and comes to the door. And she's like.
Well, first, before any of that, Emily remarks that she's glad Lorelai bought the dress.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll get back to that in a second.
But. So. Dean's honking the horn, and she's like, well, he'll figure it out eventually, like, that we're not, like, nobody's coming out.
He's not an idiot, right?
And then, it takes him a while. And then he keeps honking, and she, Emily goes, he's not a very bright boy, is he? And I love that line for so many reasons, because he's not a very bright boy. Rory and Dean go to the dance.
And then we see some really sweet moments between Emily and Lorelai.
Well, I want to talk more about the dance first. Because I've got more. Okay. I've got more on the dance.
Okay.
Do we just want to cover the whole dance and then
go
come back?
Go for it. You like to do that.
I do like to do that. And I really like, I have a lot to say about the dance.
Just
so
say
Madeline
it.
And Louise, we see Madeline and Louise. And Louise is very flirty with Dean. And he puts her in her place, which was really nice.
Yes, that was good job, Dean.
Good job, Dean, for that. He puts his arms around Rory and talks to Rory and ignores her. And she gets huffy and she's like, well, I'm bored. And moves on. I realized that I really like Louise.
But Madeline's really cute, too. She's a little bit more aloof and, like, friendly than the rest of them.
Yeah.
And she's like, I really like your dress. And,
yeah.
Like, it's very complimentary.
Paris runs into Rory and Dean, and Rory and it introduces her date.
Paris introduces her date.
Yes. Rory and Dean end up, they dance and kiss, and we see Tristan staring them down. Not happy.
And his girlfriend his date comes out and is like, let's dance. And he's like, no. And she's like, you and I make out? And he's like,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Dean calls Rory Pony Boy, which is a reference to the Outsiders. Like, she's an outsider. Paris's date / cousin hits on Rory. And she's like, aren't you here with Paris? And he's like, that's my cousin. Like, no. Paris confronts Rory.
And she's like, who all did you tell? How many people did you tell? And she's like, what are you talking about? That I came with my cousin.
She's like, I didn't tell anybody. You just did.
Well, she like kind of gets louder and louder as she's approaching or she's confronting Rory. And as she's getting louder, then she kind of shouts to the whole auditorium or wherever they're at. It's not an auditorium. That he's my cousin. How many people did you tell? I brought my cousin. And she's like, I didn't tell anyone. You just did.
Yeah. Tristan confronts Dean, and I've never picked up on this before, but Dean insults Tristan by calling him Dristan, which is a nasal spray. They physically fight. Tristan does attack Dean. Not good. I really like Louise. This is what I just wrote. I really like Louise. She says something here. She's like, she's like, well, that was interesting, or something like that after the fight. And I'm like, all right, I like you. We're cool. Dean tells Rory that Tristan has a thing for her, and she tries to deny it. And so that's...
Again, we see that Rory doesn't pick up on social cues. She's been very sheltered, I guess.
Yeah.
Lacks peer relationships.
That is where the dance leaves off. So let's go back to what's happening at the Gilmore house with Emily and Lorelai.
So we're seeing some really sweet moments shared between Emily and Lorelai. Once Emily figures out that Lorelai can't move, she decides that she has to stay. She wants to make her
mashed banana on toast,
which is something that Lorelai liked when she was little.
Allegedly.
She says something, or they're sharing these sweet moments. Lorelai then says, you know, I made the dress, and then Emily kind of looks at her, and she's like, well, you did a fabulous job, or something to that extent. It was very sweet. So we're seeing them share these sweet moments. Emily's wanting to be motherly. Lorelai's letting her. Lorelai's wanting to be daughterly. Emily's letting her. And vice versa.
Favorite moment really is sweet. When she tucks her in and Lorelai says, thank you, mommy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it was very, very sweet.
And then it all goes to crap because Rory and Dean, they decide to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, yeah, so Rory's like, are you my boyfriend? And Dean goes, I am if you want me to be.
So romantic.
That's so lame. Like, have some passion for this girl. Say, yes, absolutely. I should have asked you long before now. Will you be my girlfriend, Rory?
Yeah.
Like, don't just say, yeah, sure, I guess.
They go to Miss Patty's. They read a book. They read The Portable Dorothy Parker, which is poetry. No wonder they fell asleep.
Yeah.
they fell asleep reading. Miss Patty wakes them in the morning. She runs barefoot through the snow home. I noted that in her hose. And I'm sitting here going, those things should be ripped to shreds by the time you got back. And they weren't. So
Emily and Lorelai wake up and find that she's not home. That sleep moment is gone. They begin yelling at each other. All the things coming out.
Yeah.
Rory walks in on that and hears Lorelai.
I mean, she said defending Rory. Yeah, Lorelai yells at Emily, like, you strangled me growing up. Emily leaves in a huff. Rory thanks Lorelai for defending her, but then Lorelai goes off on Rory and she's like, how dare you put me in this position?
So then Emily leaves. Wait, did you just say mm-hmm. that? Sorry. So they're, you know, yelling at each other, and Rory tells Lorelai, you're just mad because I screwed up and I did it in front of Grandma.
Yeah.
Which is pretty true.
Correct. All right. That's it for episode 9. Episode 10 is called Forgiveness and Stuff. We know that it's Christmas because we see Miss Patty in her production. Lorelai and Rory are still short with each other. They're not communicating very well. Emily calls Lorelai about Christmas dinner, and since she can't be there by 6 p.m., Emily tells her not to come. And this is the first time that ever Lorelai is talking about how she had chicken pox or something when she was little and still had to go to this Christmas dinner. And, like, this is ridiculous, but Lorelai catches Dean knocking on Rory's window. Rory leaves to go to at some point. Leaves to go to this dinner, Christmas dinner. Dean is caught knocking on Rory's window, which I find, like, how dare you? Like, I can't stand this kid, okay? Like, how dare you, after you've already gotten in trouble, like, you weren't supposed to be out all night, you've yet to say anything to Lorelai about this situation. I don't know what the conversations have been, but they haven't talked, and you get caught knocking on your new girlfriend's window after you've already stayed out all night with her. Bad move, buddy. Bad move.
Anyways, they talk it out.
They do.
Have a heart-to-heart.
And Lorelai says, pick a more interesting book next time. Truth.
But they talk it out and kind of mend things.
Yeah.
We see that, meanwhile, Lorelai has ordered pizza. It hasn't shown up. There's a long line. Whatever the kid's name is that delivers the pizza says that he's got to wait for his cousin's car or something. So
I think Scooter, maybe?
No, his name was not Scooter.
No, it was waiting for a Scooter.
Oh. Anyways, so the pizza doesn't get delivered. She, I guess, cancels the order. Meanwhile, at the Christmas party, we hear Richard complaining about work the whole time. Throughout the whole party, he's complaining about work.
Emily's making up excuses for Lorelai. Like, she has the flu at one point, and then she had to, like, it's a whole thing.
So Lorelai goes to eat dinner at Luke's after pizza doesn't get delivered.
Luke tells Lorelai that she better have forbid him, her, meaning Rory, to see the bag boy.
Yeah, Luke clearly knows Lorelai well and is able to console her for not being at the party.
He makes her a Santa burger.
Yes, it's very cute.
It's disturbing looking.
So we go back to the Christmas party. Rory's getting upset with how much Emily is lying about why Lorelai isn't there. Richard keeps complaining about work and then some more, and then complains it's hot.
And tries to start removing his tie, and Emily yells at him.
So then we're back at Luke's, and Lorelai gets a call, and Richard has gone to the hospital. She's freaking out. She doesn't know where her keys are. She doesn't know what to do. She's not thinking clearly. And Luke says, my diner's closed. He gives the keys to Taylor, who had just walked in with some of the other guys wanting to sing carols for hot chocolate or something like that. He gives him the keys, say, lock up when you're done. Everybody's meals on me, and then he takes Lorelai to the hospital.
Jane Lynch is the nurse.
No, wait. Oh. We're in the car.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm sorry. I didn't write down that. We're in the car with Luke and Lorelai, and she's talking about how much of a disappointment she is to her mother, I guess. And Luke says, I can't imagine anyone seeing you as a disappointment. And I thought that was really sweet. We're at the hospital. Jane Lynch is the nurse.
I just read Jane Lynch is the nurse, and she's arguing with Emily, and it's probably one of the best things ever.
It's a good scene. So Luke and Lorelai show up, and Emily goes, oh, you were on a date. And they were both like, we weren't on a date. And Luke, like, kind of looks at her because Lorelai scoffs at the fact that they would have been on a date, so offended that she would assume that.
Yeah.
They weren't on a date. Emily, again, suspects that there's something between Luke and Lorelai. Luke is there the whole time, just there to support them however they need.
Even though he hates hospitals.
Yes, that was really sweet. And then we see that there's a scene between Luke and Lorelai where she says something like,
You look good.
And then he, like, kind of, like, perks up about that. And he's like, ooh, she likes me. And then
you never do that again.
It's a few days later, and we see that Lorelai gets him either a thank you gift or a Christmas gift. She said either or, and it's a new hat. And he immediately puts it on, and that's the hat we'll see him in.
Is that all you have? Because I've got more. Yeah. So Emily goes into the hospital once Richard, like, can see people. Emily and Richard have a conversation where she demands to die first, and Edward Herrmann, for those who don't know, who played Richard, died a few years ago.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. I mean, that's common knowledge. Yeah. Like, he passed away a few years ago. So that made me sad. And I got really upset when I heard that line. There's a conversation where Rory and Lorelai make up, and Rory says, I would never, you know, I haven't slept with Dean. I'm not going to, I swear it. And Lorelai says, don't swear because you are your mother's daughter and things happen. I read an interview with Amy Sherman-Palladino last week or the week before where she said that's kind of the whole, like, in her mind, that's kind of who's the creator, by the way, that's kind of the theme of the whole show. Like, that's why she liked the song Where You Lead, I Will Follow, because Rory does follow in Lorelai's footsteps. Even when she goes off different paths, there are aspects of her life that will follow Lorelai's just because of that mother-daughter relationship that she wanted to talk about. Luke and Emily have a conversation.
I was going to jump in. You don't even let me. Sorry. Gosh. Sisterly moment there.
Well, I know you have to go, so I'm trying.
I know. It's okay.
I was trying to hurry up.
So, I think it's interesting, too, when we talk about how Rory follows in Lorelai's footsteps, because Lorelai tries so hard not to be the person that her mother wanted her to be, and she goes so far to go to Quirky Stars Hollow, like, hippie town in comparison to prep town. And it's just interesting because no matter how hard Lorelai tries to deny her roots, we see that even Rory
sounds like a country song
Rory has those same tendencies, and Rory's a lot like Lorelai in that she has all those sides too.
Yeah. Luke and Emily have a really nice conversation. All I wrote down from the conversation, besides that it was a really nice conversation, was that the tie that Richard kept fiddling with was a Brooks Brothers tie.
And that was really sweet. She said something about
She said he talked about his father and losing his father and that
wanting everything to stay the same too, and honoring his memory.
Yeah.
It was a really good conversation. And I think that this kind of disappears later in the season.
It comes back.
In first season, it seems that Emily really endorses Luke.
I don't think she endorses it. She's curious about it.
Yeah, but I don't think she minds him as much as she puts on in later seasons.
But in later seasons, there's a reason why she doesn't. Yeah.
True.
We found out that Richard has angina and he has to change his diet. Lorelai breaks down and leans into Luke. And then again, Lorelai gives that gift of the blue hat, which we see that blue hat from now until a certain point. Then the blue hat disappears and then it comes back again. Yeah. FYI, the blue hat is very symbolic. So that is it for episode 10. So next time we will cover episodes 11, 12, 13, and 14. I think four episodes is a good number. Shout out to Finland, Ireland, Germany and Czechoslovakia. I just really like saying Czechoslovakia.
Czech Republic.
But I also teach about the Soviet Union. So
shout out to you guys. Thanks for making us international.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
And for everyone else all over the country, appreciate it. We've got people who have downloaded us in
Colorado, Indiana, Georgia.
Yeah, all over the place.
Lots in Virginia, of course, because that's where
Connecticut was a big one. Yep. Okay. But anyways, that is it for us this time. Thanks for listening to Rewatch with Steph and
Suze. Bye.